Chapter 1. I confess that by faith in Jesus I am a saint, consecrated and set apart in Him. I am faithful and loyal and steadfast in Christ Jesus. God's grace, unmerited favor, and spiritual peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ is mine, which means I have peace with God, as well as harmony, unity, and undisturbed communion in Him. I give blessing and praise and glory to the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed me in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. In His love He chose me. He actually picked me out for Himself as His own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that I should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for Him, and blameless in His sight, above reproach, before Him in love. He foreordained me to be adopted and revealed as His own child through Jesus Christ. It is His destiny for me, planned in His love for me, in accordance with the purpose of His will. He did this in and for me because it pleased Him and was His kind intent, so that I might be to the praise and the commendation of His glorious grace, favor, and mercy, which He so freely bestowed on me in the Beloved. In Him I have redemption, deliverance, and salvation through His blood, as well as the complete remission and total forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches and the generosity of His gracious favor, which He lavished upon me in every kind of wisdom, understanding, practical insight, and prudence. He has made known to me the mystery and secret of His will, of His plan, of His purpose. His will and perfect plan is this: in accordance with His good pleasure and merciful intention, which He had previously purposed and set forth in Him, He planned for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages to unify all things and head us up and consummate us in Christ, both things in heaven and things on earth. In Him I was also made God's heritage and portion. In Him I obtained an inheritance. In Christ I had been foreordained, chosen, and appointed beforehand in accordance with His purpose, who works out everything in agreement with the counsel and design of His own will, so that I, who hope in Christ and put my confidence in Him, have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of His glory. In Him I also have heard the word of truth, the glad tidings gospel of my salvation, and have believed in and adhered to and relied on Him. I am forever stamped with the seal of the long-promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of my inheritance. He is the first fruits, pledge, and foretaste, as well as the down payment on my heritage in anticipation of its full redemption and my acquiring complete possession of it to the praise of His glory. For this reason, because I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love toward all the saints of God, I continually give thanks to God in my prayers. For I always pray to the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that He may grant me and all the saints a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of Him, by having the eyes of my heart flooded with light, so that I can know and understand the hope to which He has called me, and how rich is His glorious inheritance in me, His saint and set-apart one, and in all the saints together. By His spirit of wisdom and revelation, I know and understand what is the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of His power in and for me as a Christian believer, as demonstrated in the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete, and who fills everything everywhere with himself. Just as all things have been put under the feet of Jesus, the head, because I am in his body, all things have been put under my feet by the will of God, right now and always, in this age and world, and that which is to come.